Well, it's very concerning, to be quite honest with you. We had a car burnt out just the day before Christmas Eve. It was burnt in the Beechwood area. Now, the Beechwood area has an old people's accommodation down there, and it's also a very busy thoroughfare. That car was burnt out there on Christmas Eve. I had to go down, have a look, and get the council to remove it. And then, again, we had an incident last night where a car was burnt out in Mulroy Gardens. And again, the car is sitting in the car park, and there's 10 pensioners' bungalows sitting looking on to it. You know, I think it's absolutely shocking. And we just... This community doesn't need this type of activity at the moment. No, we're enjoying the Christmas holidays. The spirit is still there. The children are out in the street. And then there's this negative sort of stuff going on in the background. Absolutely shocking.
And I'm sure residents are quite fearful of the goings-on in the area as well.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, because you have reports as well of people running about reckless in cars, and that has all the hallmarks of somebody being injured or worse in that sense, because... These are built-up areas. All these children are off on their school holidays now, the 7th. They're out on their bicycles, they're up early in the morning, they're away out playing. We just can't have that. That's absolutely shocking. And I'm appealing to those, you know. This is a very resilient community. I'm asking you to back off, let this community continue with the holidays in peace, and let's look forward to 2019, where we can be free from car crime and car criminality.